Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Blickery. Blickery. Brown.
Here.
Burkhart. Burkhart. Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel. Esquivel Filer.
Here.
Freeman. Freeman. Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer.
Aye. Here.
Green.
Here.
Halverson.
Here.
Harshman. Harvey.
Here.
Hunt.
Here.
Hutchings.
Here.
Yagi.
Here.
Kasparik.
Here.
Kirkbride.
Here.
Croker.
Here.
Crone.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Lockhart.
Here.
Lauk.
Here.
Madden.
Here.
Mader.
Here.
McKim.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Moniz, Nicholas, Nicholas Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff,
here.
Pieperinen,
here.
Reeder,
here.
Simlick,
here.
Summers,
here.
Stubson,
here.
Teeters,
here.
Throne,
here.
Walters,
here.
Watt,
here.
Wilson,
here.
Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer Dan,
here.
Zwanitzer Dave,
here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Blickery.
Excused.
Blickery excused. Burkhart.
Here.
Freeman.
Excused.
Freeman excused. Esquivel.
Excused.
Esquivel excused. Harshman.
Here.
Moniz.
Excused.
Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Excused.
Nicholas excused. 55 present, 5 excused.
The prayer of the day is offered by Pastor Max Jansen, representing the Sunnyside Baptist Church.
Good morning again. Good morning.
Thank you again for allowing me to involve myself in your lives. And again, if you would like for me to be praying some personal things for you, let Lynette West at the information booth in the rotunda know. She's our friend. I'd like for us to pray for your families today. How many of you have families? Mr. Speaker, that may be a unanimous vote. You might want to record that. Let's pray. Father, we come to you on behalf of our families. And we know that everyone wants a part of these men and women, particularly this week. And it distracts from their being able to focus on their families with their energy and their time and their efforts. So, Lord, I pray that you would help them to keep that focus intact as they do their business here. I pray, Father, that you would bless them with those disconnects that come in family relationships as they don't quite communicate well. I pray that you would give them the ability to better communicate with each other. Their families would grow close on every end. I pray, Father, for the families of these men and women as they battle over issues that cause them to develop differences where the values are different. I pray, Father, that you would help these parents to lead their children with good values. I pray, Father, that you would help these who are also still children of their parents, that they would come to those agreements where they hold dear what is dear. Lord, I pray for strained relationships that come out of this. Many of them have brothers and sisters that they don't get along with, or even parents or grandchildren or children or spouses. And so, Lord, I pray that you would bless those relationships and take the strain off them, that they would be able to communicate and love each other, heal injuries within those relationships. Lord, I pray that you would be with these here as they're away from their families. Be with them in their loneliness. Protect them from straying and compromising in the midst of that loneliness. Lord, that lack of presence wears on us. And so I pray that you would help them to use phone calls and have great, sweet conversations with their family members while they're away from them. The use of Skype, Lord, is a blessing, and I thank you for that. And I pray that you would do many things while they're here that would just increase those bonds of family. Lord, I pray for their members of their family who are in distress, either because of illness or injury or because of misconduct or because of differing schedules that bring a frenzy into the family relationship. And Lord, I pray that you would be particularly with those family members that are in the hearts of these men and women here. I know they appeal to you, that you would bless them. Lord, we thank you for the celebrations that these people are celebrating in their families, the graduations, the promotions, the increases in pay, the completions of projects, the births of babies and the engagements and weddings and so many other things, anniversaries, Lord, that they would be celebrating. Make those great celebrations that would deepen those family relationships so that these men and women can have a stable base upon which they may build their lives and work on the lives of those who live in this state of Wyoming. God, just bless them in those celebrations, make them rich and deep. And Lord, we pray for the futures of these families, that these families would grow strong. They would strengthen not only these men and women here, but they would strengthen our state and they would strengthen our nation. Lord, we pray for strong futures for their families, that they would be able to help govern out of those strong families. Lord, bless them. And we come to you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Fight on!
The doctor of the day is Dr. Joseph Dobson, MD, from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Welcome to the house, doctor. The nurse of the day is Representative Noreen Kasparek from Gillette. Members of the House, two special announcements. Number one, Kay Warnock, Wyoming's liaison from the National Conference of State Legislatures, NCSL, will be here today to visit with legislators about NCSL services. That includes research, testimony on any policy issues he may have. It's free to the state of Wyoming, so if there's any research projects or testimony that will be helpful to advancing the interests of the state of Wyoming, please feel free to contact them. NCSL's, or the Wyoming Legislature, pays dues to belong to NCSL, and the organization has a wealth of resources to help you with your legislative work. Ms. Warnock will be in the House lobby this morning. If you have any questions about NCSL services or requests for information, Ms. Warnock would be happy to visit with you in the lobby. That's number one. Number two, tomorrow morning, we are invited to welcome home a group of Wyoming Army National Guard soldiers returning from a deployment in Bahrain. Members of the 133rd Engineer Company are scheduled to arrive at the Laramie Airport Thursday at 8:10 a.m. That's tomorrow at 8:10 a.m. People will start gathering at the hangar at 8 a.m. The 162 soldiers left in April and have been providing security at ISA Air Base. They returned to the United States last week and have been going through out-processing at Camp Shelby, Mississippi. The minority party has agreed and are working on right now bus transportation for those who would be interested in attending. We would leave here at 6:45 in the morning, attend the ceremony for those who are interested in attending, and then return to start our session as soon as the buses get back. I've spoken to the committee chairman of those committees who would be affected by this. They've agreed to schedule their bills in such a way so as not to affect our process. It may require us going a little later tomorrow. Without objection, I will make arrangements to that and keep you posted later in the day. We're not that order of business of messages from the Senate. We're not that order of business, a journal committee report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 11th, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representatives Spiler and Winters.
We're now at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Madam Speaker Pro Tem, are you? Madam Minority Floor Leader, could you come up and take the chair?
I refer everybody to the blue sheet. We're going to be doing the consent list. Looks like a third reading consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I
Madam Chairman, in accordance with House Rule 13-5, I move there be a consent list for introductions consisting of the following: House Bill 35, House Bill 36, House Bill 37, House Bill 62, House Bill 42, House Bill 15, House Bill 18, House Bill 20, House Bill 72, House Bill 8, House Bill 11, House Bill 33, House Bill 29, and House Bill 39.
Would anyone like to remove any of the bills from the consent list? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would like to request House Bill 33 be removed from the consent list.
So we'll proceed with first reading of the bills.
House Bill number 35 from the Minerals Committee, an act relating to the legislature. House Bill number 36 from the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature. House Bill number 37 from the Management Council, an act relating to the revision of inadvertent errors. House Bill number 62 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to professions and occupations. House Bill number 42 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to school facilities and projects. House Bill number 15 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to business entities. House Bill number 18 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to coroners. House Bill number 20 from the Corporations Committee, an act relating to fire prevention and electrical safety. House Bill number 72 from the Select Water Committee, an act relating to water development projects. House Bill number 8 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to district courts. House Bill number 11 from the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substance Act. House Bill number 29 from the Transportation Committee, an act relating to towing companies. House Bill number 39 from the Appropriations Committee, an act relating to the administration of government.
Mr. Minority Whip.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. Privilege of the floor.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be a lot of you missing the consent list. If you would hold on just a minute, we have staff making copies of that, and they will bring in the appropriate copies so we can do our job more effectively. So just kind of bear with us while staff makes these copies. Thank you.
I might do some privileges of the floor. Madam Minority Caucus Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Thank you. Folks, would you join me in welcoming in the North Gallery? There are members from the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, as well as directors of anti-violence programs from around the state. They were here last night for a wonderful event, the Peace Awards. Welcome. Thank you.
Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Privilege of the floor.
Proceed.
Thank you. I think we have a lot of the district clerks of district court with us today, but especially mine from Carbon County, Deb Olson. Deb, would you stand up? Would all of the district clerks of district court stand up?
Any other introductions? We'll just stand at ease for a minute till the sound of the gavel. The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown. Brown. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
here.
McKim, Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Moniz excused, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne, Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Brown.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 35, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 36, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 37, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 62, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 42, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Watt, aye to no. Davison, aye to no. Hutchings, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 11 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 15, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 18, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 20, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 72, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 8, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 11, are there any changes? Croker, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused. As to House Bill 29, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to House Bill 39, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
The following bills, having received the required approval of two-thirds of the elected members, I am referring House Bill 35 to Committee Number 9, Minerals, House Bill 36 is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. House Bill 37 is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. House Bill 62 is referred to Committee Number 12, Rules. House Bill 42 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. House Bill 15 is referred to, I should know this, to the Corporations Committee, Committee Number 7. House Bill 18 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. House Bill 20 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. House Bill Number 72 is referred to Select Water. To Ag, Committee Number 5. Okay, this is a test for all of you, you know. House Bill Number 8, I know this one, is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 11 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. And House Bill 29 is referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. House Bill 39 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Now we're at that order of business, introductions of bills. Chairman Teeters. Oh, the reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill Number 3 from the Education Committee, an act relating to school finance.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. I move... House Bill 3 and would ask for your favorable consideration. Alternative schools. For quite some time, the state of Wyoming has had a moratorium on the creation of alternative schools. This was largely because we as an institution were concerned about the gaming of the system through finance as well as construction of those buildings. Since that time, it has become apparent that there is a need to lift the moratorium. There are some legitimate concerns out there where people could utilize the formation of alternative schools. And because of that, we bring you House Bill 3. The Joint Education Interim Committee looked at this topic, and we developed a framework on page 3 and page 4 and on to page 5 that will, I believe, prevent the districts from being able to use these for purposes other than which we would intend them to be used for, and that is to fulfill the educational needs of those specific group of students. The provisions that are in place, I think, will produce those safeguards, and I would stand for questions.
Is there any rebuttal? 1 minute rebuttal? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Gingery,
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 8 no.
The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 26.
House Bill number 26 from the Education Committee, an act relating to early childhood and education and development programs.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. I would move House Bill 62 and would ask the good, gentle lady from across the mountains to please explain the bill. 26.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Madam Minority Caucus Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. With all due respect to the budget bill, one of my colleagues from across the aisle came up to me and said, the bill on early childhood education is the most important bill of the session. It really could be. An agreed-upon interim topic for the 2013 Joint Education Committee was early education. This work resulted in the recommendations in the bill before you. So let's be clear about what this bill does and what it doesn't do. It doesn't in any way mandate or encourage universal pre-K. It just doesn't. It's not a sniffing camel nor a slippery slope. It does not negatively impact parental rights at all. Instead, it honors them explicitly. What the bill does, two major elements. First, it requires that our four agencies that allocate millions of dollars for programs that assist youngest children and their families to talk to each other and to share that information with us. We're looking for efficiency, removing redundancy, as well as vision. And second, this bill establishes one-time local grant opportunities to assist current community-based efforts or establish new ones. The values embedded in the bill are explicit. On page 6, to honor families as the first and most important teachers in children's lives, that local communities are best positioned to identify and implement actions that work for them, and to encourage public-private partnerships. Notwithstanding the letters and emails that some of you may have received, the valid and reliable evidence received by JEC shows that high-quality early childhood education programs work and are cost-effective. In one Wyoming town, we've seen the need for kindergarten reading help decrease from 50% to zero. That program is great for kids and families and will save us money in the long run due to decreased special ed services. This bill anticipates that programs like this can be replicated, and we encourage your yes vote.
Rebuttal? Representative Croker?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would urge a no vote on this bill. Federal studies that have been commissioned studying the issue of government intervention on early childhood education has shown that it has no significant impact. There are a couple individual states that have spent millions of dollars on similar programs, and the Inn concluded that there was no benefit from it. It's expensive. It spends a lot of money that doesn't actually accomplish anything, and I just think we just need to make it clear that our parents are in charge of their children's education in early years, not the government.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My only question is why the general fund is being tapped for this instead of the Education Foundation, and I didn't get that answer.
Any more rebuttal? Madam Minority Caucus Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Chairman Harvey?
Okay. I just heard the argument that parents are in charge of early childhood, and this bill does not take that away. Parents are putting their children in early childhood programs. They're putting them in programs that are operated and overseen by four different state agencies. It is happening. What is not happening is these agencies are not talking to each other. This bill enables that. In fact, it mandates that. Early childhood education is especially important for those children who are at risk. And I think that this bill gives us a better opportunity at coordinating effort and actually saving money in the long run because you're not duplicating effort, you're coordinating it.
Okay. Madam Minority Caucus Chair.
Thank you, and thank you for the good comments and questions. And
we have the 2-minute introduction, 2 1-minute rebuttals, and a 30-second counter. That's all that's allowed.
Mr. Speaker.
He said what I was going to say. Representative Croker did.
Okay. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Connolly,
aye. Davison,
aye.
Eklund, Davison,
no.
Davison, no, Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
Yagi, no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
no.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Barlow, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 32 aye, 28 no.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Madam Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, on your agenda, the next bill for consideration will be House Bill 30. After that bill, insert House Bill 33, Jury Pool Selection. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
My apologies, I skipped a step. House Bill 26 has failed introduction. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 30.
House Bill 30 is introduced by Representative Watt.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Watt.
Thank you. I bring before you House Bill 30, and I could drone on and on and on, but I won't. It just aches and adds the word drone to our existing statute of 23.306. Can't use a drone to harass or hunt wildlife. And I ask your favorable consideration.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just one question, because aircraft is already prohibited. Is a drone not considered an aircraft? Because I always thought they were called unmanned aerial vehicles or unmanned aerial systems. So is this necessary?
Any other opposition? Any rebuttal? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Gingery, aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
no.
Petrov, Piperinen, Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 17 no.
House Bill number 30, receiving the necessary votes for introduction, is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 33.
House Bill 33 from the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to juries.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 33. The title is not a very good title. I wish I didn't have that title, because here what was going on, this actually isn't archaic. It's actually what is being, it's what's on the books today. What happened is the Supreme Court changed their system many years ago on how they do their base jury lists. For whatever reason, they never told us. And so finally, someone pointed it out to us that they've been operating under a different system all these years, and our statute had not been changed. What the court should have done is come to us first and said, change the statute. For whatever reason, they did not. Here's how it's supposed to work under the current system that's in the statute. They compile a base jury list. That's the jury list that they're going to pull juries from throughout the year. Throughout the year, you're going to have lots of juries. You've got to have a long list of potential jurors that you can pull from. How the law is currently written is they have a box, and you twirl the box, and in the box you pull out a name, and then you twirl it again, and you pull out a name. Again, what you're trying to get to is about 1,000 names. This would take quite a while to do. to get your base jury list. What the court changed to was a computer system. What they do is they pull it off the voter registration list, the DMV, and cross-check against vital statistics. Then they send out a base jury list to your district court clerks, your circuit court clerks, and potentially to your municipal. They should have changed it. I agree that they should have done that if they were going to change it. The problem is, because some of our counties are so large, the system that's defined in the statute would be almost impossible to do today. To ask the district court clerk in a big county like Natrona County or Laramie County to suddenly go back to the old system of pulling these out of a box would be difficult. We spent a lot of time in committee, it's a committee-sponsored bill, talking about the random selection.
Representative Croker.
Thank you. The reason I asked to have this pulled off the consent list and my primary objection to it is I'm just kind of bothered by the fact that we would have a state agency saying that they're ignoring the law, and so we need to change the law to conform to what they're doing. I just don't think that's a good way to run government, and that's my primary objection to this bill.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My objection to this bill is not the whether or not they pull them from a box or a computer. Either way, it's fine with me. I'm a little concerned by something that is new to me, that the courts would draw from people who are not registered voters. My thought is if a person can't be bothered to register to vote, perhaps they haven't got enough civic sense to judge their fellow citizens in a jury.
Chairman Gingrey.
And that's a part of the law. You can change it differently. I mean, that's not really part of this. The bigger thing is I am just as annoyed as Representative Croker is on that the courts and the clerks were doing something without being allowed by law. But do we continue to let them doing it, or do we change it? If we say no to this bill, they got to go back to the boxes. They have a pretty good system worked out. They've been using it for quite a few years now. I'd like to get them caught up, but I certainly express the same concerns that Representative Croker did.
The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Esquivel, aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader, McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave, Swanitzer Dave? Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill number 33, having received the necessary votes for introduction, is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 47.
House Bill number 47 is introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to government royalty revenues.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Madam Minority Floor Leader. I move House Bill 47 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies as most and gentlemen, most of you know that I represent a rural area in northern Wyoming, and I've been trying to work with my smaller communities to look at ways to provide some essential services, and the one in particular that we've been discussing is natural gas lines. And as all of you know, we've had a very cold winter, and the cost of propane has gone up exponentially. And I think that this is a way for folks to look at our State Land Investment Board at grants and loan process and an opportunity for them to provide in smaller communities. There's about 31 communities right now that do not have natural gas lines to their communities. So this is a way of seeing if we can possibly add that to essential services for our smaller communities. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Seeing no rebuttal, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 47, having received the necessary votes for introduction, is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 48.
House Bill 48 is introduced by Representative Baker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to fishing.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill 48 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill would give the Game and Fish rulemaking authority to regulate the use of artificial light for angling in Wyoming waters. Fish are defined as wildlife in Wyoming statute. Therefore, when Wyoming Statute 23-3306 was drafted, fishing was included. In large part, the statute was established to stop the killing of game animals with artificial light. Spotlighting gives the hunter an unfair advantage. The same is not true for the application while fishing. None of the states surrounding Wyoming restrict the use of artificial light. A few actually promote it. For interstate waters such as the Flaming Gorge, this results in an inconsistent regulations across state lines, causing unnecessary confusion and violations. Hooks and lures illuminated by artificial light do not give the angler an unfair advantage. State law dictates fish must take the hook voluntarily by the mouth to be legal. Although in some instances they may enhance the appeal, its application in fishing is no more enticing than currently legal lures, flies, and bait. Ultimately, the fish has to voluntarily take the lure by the mouth to be legal. Underwater cameras have become very popular in the recent years. Anglers can legally use these cameras while fishing during the day. Under current statute, these same cameras are illegal at night. This inconsistent application would be eliminated. While underwater cameras may enhance the angling experience, they do not give the angler an unfair advantage over the fish. To be legal, fish have to take the hook voluntarily. In certain circumstances, the Game and Fish may be interested in liberalizing the use of artificial light. Burbot, the invasive species in the Green River drainage, is a prime example where allowing underwater spear gunners the use of artificial light would be beneficial. During the day, burbot hide from the light in cracks. After dark, they actively forage. Divers cannot locate burbot at night without artificial light, and there has been repeated interest by divers to pursue and harvest burbot at night. Burbot are having a detrimental impact to native species, and this would be one more tool in curtailing their takeover. Thank you for listening, and ask for your favorable consideration.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Gagy.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen. Reeder.
Simlick.
Summers.
Aye.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
House Bill number 48, having received the necessary votes for introduction, is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 55.
House Bill 55, as presented from Representative Laux.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcohol.
Representative Laux.
Madam Chair. Brothers and sisters of the 62nd, I bring this bill to you, 55, on funding for substance abuse. The genesis of this bill came from much discussion in Revenue Committee through the interim. As you all know, there was some push on a new tax on beer consumption. I did a little bit of research, and we had basically three votes on that through our committee. Through our joint committee meetings, and they all went 6-7. So there was a lot of discussion on it. And is there a need for more substance abuse dollars? That's why I want this on the table, so that we can discuss this openly. In doing research, we found out that there is about $16 million of revenue generated from alcohol excise taxes already. So trying to avoid a new taxation, is there a need for substance abuse treatment at a bigger level? Yes, there is. I would like for us to discuss that. Thank you. I need to move the bill. Did I forget to move the bill? So, the idea of this is to take money that's already existing and go ahead and try to find a mechanism, being the health department, to use those monies to get them to the right to agencies for long-term substance abuse only.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison. Eklund. Esquivel. Filer. Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles. Greer. Green. Halverson. Harshman. Harvey. Hunt. Hutchings. Yagi. Kasparic. Kirkbride. Croker. Crone. Larson. Lockhart. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Mater.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
No.
Winters. Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no.
House Bill number 55, having received the two-thirds vote required for introduction, is referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 64.
House Bill 64, as introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
an act relating to mining and mineral contracts.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem, I'll use the right title this time.
Madam Minority Floor Leader, I move that when the, I move House Bill 64 and ask for your favorable consideration. You'd think I'd have enough practice by now. Ladies and gentlemen, what I bring before you is as narrowly focused on particular statute 31-132, and it deals with indemnification, and it defines the agreements between, for example, two operators, and then specifically in the area of drilling or servicing wells or excavating. And what we're doing here is just to expand on the word that we have currently in the statute on line 2, page 2, which is rendering services, and we would like to add including professional services, and in particular engineering and land surveying, which really fits with this statute. And the reason is that, for an example, an oil field operator could shift that responsibility to the operator's negligence to a consulting engineering or surveying firm, or the vice versa. The engineer could do that. And so we've now gone with some large international companies that are operating within the state of Wyoming. They have boilerplate master service agreements, and it's been come to our attention that we cannot exempt this term from the service contract. Thank you.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye.
House Bill number 64 has been introduced and will be referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 65.
House Bill 65 is introduced by Representative Berger.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to sales and use tax.
Representative Berger.
I promise everyone this is my last time, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 65 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, I've served for the last few years on appropriations and now currently on corporations, and one of the areas that we've been funding over the years and giving support to is technology for telecom, wireless, data, broadband, et cetera, internet services. And I think it's important for us to look now today that we're at a pivotal time with a telecom rewrite of 2015 from the federal government looking at moving from voice to broadband, that this is an opportunity for us in the state of Wyoming with other initiatives to be able to expand broadband internet service to other areas of the state that could desperately use some speed. And with that, this would give us a temporary opportunity to enhance our infrastructure and be in a competitive way with several different companies serving Wyoming. So I'd ask for your support.
1 minute opposition. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The concern I have with this bill at the present time is centered on the last page, if that's on the fiscal note. And if you look at it, it says the negative fiscal impacts are indeterminable. Thus, this amounts to a tax appropriation that's basically open-ended. I personally don't know if it's going to cost the state $10,000 or $10 million. It also doesn't include the cost of the software modifications that it's going to cost the Revenue Department and the inclusion of the proper SIC codes to use in that. In that 8 years that I've been involved with the Revenue Committee, all exemptions or these tax appropriations are done with the benefit of an interim analysis. And the interim analysis is used to acquire industry data so that the estimates of fiscal impacts and the impacts on employment and output, along with the estimates of the whole or the dent it makes in the general fund, can be analyzed. Thank you.
Any other 1 minute rebuttals or 1 minute oppositions? 30-second rebuttal, Chairman Berger.
Mr. Speaker, I would just say to you that without us being in this competitive mode, we will not enhance our data service to the 21st century. I've got reports that I can give to you when we bring it to the floor on economic evaluations that show us that we will have an exponential return on our value.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt. Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Pieperinen, Reeder, Semlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 47 aye, 13 no.
House Bill 65 has been introduced and will be referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 69.
House Bill Number 69 is introduced by Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, I move
Just a second, Representative Larson. First reading of the bill.
Act relating to fuel tax.
Now, Representative Larson.
Now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 69 and ask for your favorable consideration. This legislation, if adopted, would provide a uniform taxation of compressed natural gas and liquefied natural gas in gas gallon equivalents and diesel gallon equivalents, respectively. This would be also model legislation adopted by other states, which provides a consistent means of taxation across state lines, similar to the methods that have been used for gasoline and diesel fuel for decades. This is critical for companies engaged in interstate transportation to weigh the pros and cons of different fuels that can be used in their vehicles. The Department of Transportation Fuel Tax Division, along with the Natural Gas Vehicle Association and the Fuel Marketers Association, worked together to draft this legislation. The Department of Transportation said that this would certainly make things much clearer, and they said that they would prefer this be addressed sooner than later. Currently, the state does collect fuel tax on compressed natural gas under the gasoline statute on a good faith effort, meaning that it is not real clear how the entity selling CNG are taxing it. But for the most part, it's assumed that they're doing it on a volume basis, and there is uncertainty on any tax being collected on liquefied natural gas. The reason for that is because currently all natural gas for motor fuels is under the gasoline definition in statute. This was changed last year, which added CNG and liquefied natural gas to the gasoline statute. And currently there aren't any references to natural gas as a motor fuel in the definition for diesel fuel. The fuel tax on gasoline, because CNG comes under the gasoline statute, fuel tax on gasoline is paid for at the rack or at the refinery. So CNG would also have to be have that tax paid at the rack. The question is, where is the rack for CNG? Is it the refiner? Is it the producer? Is it the public utility transmitting the gas, or is it the retailer? this legislation would define that as being the retailer. It's kind of a mess that needs to be fixed, and I'd encourage you to allow this to move forward.
Time.
Thank you.
Is there any one minute opposition? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Lauchs, Madden, Mader, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill number 69 is introduced and referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. Does anybody have any privileges of the floor? We'll take a break here in the flow. Representative Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the North Gallery, I'm pleased to introduce my friend and your fellow public servant, the Mayor of the City of Douglas, Bruce Jones.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for introduction is House Bill number 75.
House Bill number 75 is introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 75 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a bill that is based on what a few other states have passed, and let me kind of explain why it's necessary. A lot of the traffic sensors that trigger the traffic lights to change their signals are not capable of picking up a motorcycle when it's parked at a traffic light. And so you can be on a motorcycle and you can sit there forever and the light will never change. And this bill would allow, if you sit there for more than 3 full minutes and no traffic is coming and the light hasn't changed, that you would be able to proceed through the intersection. I think motorcycle riders pretty much already have to do this because there's no other choice, especially if it's, you know, early morning or late at night kind of thing. So that's the bill. I'd ask you to introduce it.
Any one-minute oppositions? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Representative Gay, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just a simple country engineer. It seems like we could contact YDOT and have them put a 3-minute time limit on a red light or specify whatever time to accommodate this rather than allow somebody to break the law by running a red light. That's my comment. Thank you.
Representative Harvey, Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a stoplight just as being referred to that you have to trip it in order to get it to turn green. We do not break the law and turn left. We turn right on a red, which is legal, go a block, turn, and you're back where you need to be. I don't believe that we should make exceptions in any cases for breaking traffic laws, whether you can trip it or not.
Representative Croker.
Thank you. Well, if we change the law, then they won't be breaking a traffic law.
Is I can just change it.
Yeah, you can just change it.
Okay. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
No.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel. Filer,
no.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
no.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
yes.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave?
Aye.
Mr. Speaker?
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 30 no.
House Bill 75 is not introduced. I also have an announcement. House Bill 64, I announced, was referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. It's been pointed out to me that what I meant to say was that House Bill 64 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 76.
House Bill 76 is introduced by Representative Croker.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to forfeitures and seizures.
Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 76 and ask for your favorable consideration. There is a handout that goes along with this bill that's put in your box. It's got a blue logo on the top and the name of a four-letter group that I think, if you see that I'm working with them, this clearly is a bipartisan issue that that I think it fits both sides of the aisle. There are laws that allow for civil asset forfeiture, which is basically where law enforcement can take your stuff if they think it's connected to a drug crime, and some of these laws have been grossly abused in some other states. There have been a lot of cases of local police departments that were short on funding just using this as a way to increase their funding by pulling over minorities or poor people from out of state who they thought wouldn't fight back and taking a few $100 from them here or there, threatening them with arrest and sending them on their way. These people are never charged with any crime. And it's very expensive for them to hire a lawyer, have to go back to a state where they had their money seized, and it's just not right to start out as guilty until proven innocent. That's not how our justice system is supposed to work. All this bill does, and I want to say that I haven't heard of any cases of gross abuse in Wyoming, but our laws would allow for it. What this bill does is it just adds a standard of probable cause, so it says that before law enforcement can take anything from an individual, they have to have probable cause that it was indeed used in a crime, and then it gives control of any profits from seized property to the general fund, so we have legislative authority over those. It does not put an end to the practice. It just puts safeguards in place to make sure that it can't be abused.
Any 1 minute rebuttal or opposition? I've seen none, and sensing you're ready to vote, Representative Petra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I don't have any objections to the concept, but I do have a question about why we were transferring the funds to the state instead of to the municipalities and counties where the crimes are actually, you know, causing financial hardship and where the law enforcement costs are incurred.
Any other 1 minute oppositions? 30 seconds. Representative Croker.
Thank you. We are allowing, the bill allows for them to pay for all costs incurred, all court costs, any expenses they incurred. It's just the profit from on and above that. If they seize $100,000 and they have $5,000 in court costs, the $5,000 they keep, the extra $95,000 would go to the general fund. I think it's just appropriate so that we have a record of these funds and have legislative approval over the spending of them.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Coker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
Flickrey, I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Harshman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 10 no.
House Bill 76 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 78.
House Bill 78 is introduced by Representative Miller.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to authority of the federal government.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 78, Environmental Protection Agency Actions. Just to be clear, folks, to start off with, this is not related to the recent EPA air quality ruling up in Fremont County. I started this bill long before that ruling came about. Basically, we've all seen the war on coal coming out of this administration and through the agency called the EPA. That directly affects our revenue stream here in Wyoming. So this just doesn't affect coal companies. It affects the revenue we distribute on the floor here in the House. What this bill does, it gives some pushback to the EPA and what may be unconstitutional actions that the EPA takes in their rulemaking. This will empower the governor through his attorney general to fight some of these actions to protect Wyoming and our revenue stream here in Wyoming. So with that, I'll stand for any questions, and I ask for your favorable vote.
Representative Goggles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do question this bill because, first of all, it's an open-ended type of bill that asks we put a certain amount of money into a particular account. I know the fiscal note doesn't really give us a dollar amount. So the question, I guess, would be, in terms of what we're talking about, in terms of legal defense, what kind of funds are we talking about and how much?
Any other one-minute opposition? Representative Miller, 30 seconds.
Well, thank you for that question. Frankly, the goal of this bill is to push back to the EPA and protect our revenue stream. Frankly, I would guess that for every dollar spent fighting these actions, we might get 10 times or 100 times back by protecting our revenue streams here in Wyoming, the development of our coal resources, our natural gas, access to our public lands. That's a huge issue right now because it takes so long to get permits in Wyoming.
Aye.
Industry is packing up.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Flake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi. Kasparik. Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux. Madden.
Aye.
Mater.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Laux. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Esquivel, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 absent.
Chairman Teeters, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the South Balcony, please welcome the Lingle Fort Laramie Civics class from the high school. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House of Representatives. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 78 is introduced and referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 79.
House Bill 79 is introduced by Representative Hunt.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill extends a program that's been going on for several years, and this is a critical access hospital endowment challenge program. The way it works is that these facilities on their own raise the money that they can raise, and then the state matches that in equal amounts. And so this program is set to expire in 2015. The current funds that are in the account will revert back in this year, and so I'm simply extending this for 2 more years until 2017. So I would ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Any 1 minute oppositions? Seeing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Lickry.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird. Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker, Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson, Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye.
House Bill 79 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 80.
House Bill 80 is introduced by the Tribal Relations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid.
Representative Goggles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move the House Bill 80, Medicaid Waiver, Tribal Health Programs, and ask for its favorable consideration. Members, House Bill 80 is a select committee on tribal relations bill. I, as co-chair and our committee member, Representative Larson, will split our 2 minutes up, and I'll move rather quickly. The committee held meetings in Fort Washakie, and heard testimony regarding a 1115 demonstration project from the tribal health programs, Indian Health Service, and India, and individual tribal members regarding federal funds that could flow through the Indian Health Service should the Wyoming Medicaid plan be amended to provide for a demonstration project. The demonstration project would pass through federal funds for primary health care, screening, diabetes prevention health care resources, and would not pass through state funds. On your desk, there is a, there should be a one page, and it has the bill on it, and it has some statistics that are very interesting statistics regarding health disparities. House Bill 80 will authorize the Wyoming Department of Health to investigate, folks, a demonstration waiver. The basis of the waiver is to amend the current Wyoming Medicaid plan to investigate the possibility of submitting an 11-115 waiver to the Wyoming, for a Wyoming a waiver to the plan for a demonstration project. The bill will not repeal the prohibition of the Wyoming Department of Health to expand Medicaid without prior approval of the legislature. House Bill 80 requires the DOH to get legislative approval prior to submitting the application to CMS, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare and Medicaid Services, and I will defer to the good representative from Lander.
Do you have a one? You either have 3 seconds or a 1 minute opposition, Representative Larson.
Amen.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Krohn,
no.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
no.
McKim, Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff, Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Semlek,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart, aye to no. Hunt, aye to no. Bird, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Baker, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 33 aye, 27 no.
House Bill 80 will not be introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 2.
House Joint Resolution 2, as introduced by Representative Dan Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
The support of Azerbaijan.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd ask for favorable introduction of House Joint 2. This is an important resolution brought before this body to strengthen ties between the state of Wyoming and the Republic of Azerbaijan. For those of you unfamiliar with Azerbaijan, it is the only country in the world which borders both Russia and Iran. I emailed the map out to all of you. You can see Azerbaijan as an island unto itself in the middle of a very heated and unfriendly area. Azerbaijan is America's main ally in the Caspian region. 40% of our military supplies for Middle East operations are run through their country. However, they are very much aware that most non-military Americans have never heard of them, and they are trying to encourage understanding of their culture and their allegiance. They pride themselves on being one of the most democratic and culturally Muslim countries in the world. They're a very close ally of Israel, which causes turmoil between Azerbaijan and Iran. They are quickly becoming an international player, taking major steps to educate America about their country. They have similarities with Wyoming. They're one of the first countries in the world to give women the right to vote, and they are the major oil and gas player in the Eastern Hemisphere. They produce about 800,000 barrels of oil a day and have 2.5 trillion cubic meters of gas. We have about 1.1 trillion in the Powder River Basin. They are working with many state legislatures and the energy-producing states of America to form partnerships. Last year, they partnered with Texas on an exchange of their oil and gas leaders and university students to advance relations and academic research. With our School of Energy Resources, hopefully there's talk of a similar partnership and opportunity. This country has partnered with the Mosaic Foundation, which we are familiar with, to work on strengthening ties with the energy-producing states in the western U.S. The resolution itself is boilerplate language that other states, including Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, have passed in the past few years. This opens a door, really, with Wyoming. They invited a group of us last spring to come over to their country, and we hope to continue further academic partnerships, tourism growth, mineral interests. Ask for your support.
1 minute opposition. Representative Winters.
Mr. Chairman, on and against introduction of this bill, Azerbaijan has a repressive and authoritarian government which restricts freedom of expression and assembly and other religious rights. This government has become more active in controlling religion. Fewer and fewer churches can function legally. In 2012, a number of raids on churches and Christian houses were reported. Under 2010 legislation, it is illegal for unregistered churches to meet, yet registration is nearly impossible. Many Christians are unable to find or keep jobs and are watched closely by secret services. By illustration, three men were charged and detained and threatened with criminal prosecution for their faith just last year. While the country is growing in its exploration of minerals, I would not endorse its repression of freedom and expression of assembly.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We heard of some potential opportunities for interaction between the state of Wyoming and Azerbaijan, but I think they're just potential at the moment. There are certainly some common areas of interest, but I think it's premature for us to have a resolution where we're in support of what is being done in Azerbaijan. It's hard for me to pronounce.
Representative Miller, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for passing this, let's at least get it to committee and have this discussion there. Azerbaijan is a great friend of America. We need to recognize that. It's also one of the great oil and gas areas of the world. There's a lot of commonality between Wyoming and here. Are there some issues with religious freedom and human rights? Absolutely. We're going to help solve those issues by being friends better than not being friends. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
No.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
No.
Mader.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas. Northrup, Patton,
no.
Paxton,
no.
Petroff, Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 25 aye, 35 no.
House Joint Resolution 2 will not be introduced. We're at that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 40, State Employees and Officials Group Insurance Membership, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blickley, Burkhart, Escobel, Harshman, Moniz, Nicholas, and Stubson, signed by Representative Harshman, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 22, Mineral Tax Audit Interest Rate, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representative Eklund, Goggles, Kirkbride, Laux, Madden, Mader, Northrop, Petroff, and Simlick, signed by Representative Madden, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 24, Registration Fees-House Trailers, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass for the following amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blake, Blevins, Campbell, Hutchings, Yeagie, Laux, McKim, Reeder, and Daves Wannerser, signed by Daves Wannerser, Chairman.
At that order of business of privileges of the floor, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, could you come up here a second? Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce all of you to my folks up in the balcony off to your left. My mom, Donna, my dad, Tracy, and my dad is also down here wearing the hat of a Weston County Commissioner. So, welcome.
Welcome to the house, old friend. Are there any... Representative Patton.
Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just in keeping with the unusual action that we had in suspending the rules yesterday, having to do with personal gain, I just draw your attention to the House Rule Number 12-3, Subsection D. I wish to have make known that I voted for House Bill number, the introduction of House Bill number 65. I did so knowing that I and members of my family own a substantial piece of property that is owned by a company that is in the communications business. It's under a lease, and I'd be glad if anybody thinks that my vote makes a difference to that lease or to that. I do not receive any personal direct gain from the vote or the consideration of that measure, as illustrated in subsection E. So in the case that you're interested, I do stand ready to share with you whatever that you might want to know about my properties, my income. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Patton. Representative Burkhart.
Mr. Chairman, privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a rare occasion that I get to introduce anyone from Rollins, but today I get to do it twice, maybe more. Just good friends, Copper France and his wife, Tara. If you'd stand.
Welcome to the House. We're not that. Are there any more privileges of the floor? Representative Cronin, you're just scratching your head. Okay. And we're at that order of business of committee announcements. Chairman Berger, or Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I thought it would be really exciting if my committee, Corporations Number 7, would go to work tomorrow. since we've been here a couple of days. So we will be hearing House Bill 18 and 25 tomorrow. It's possible that our time will be not quite 2 hours, so we'll have to work fast. So I wanted my committee to start reading those bills. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number four, Education, will meet immediately upon adjournment today for consideration of House Bill 3.
Chairman Sumlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two different announcements. One, that the committee number five, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will not meet in the morning, but the Joint Agriculture Committee will be hosting a forest briefing tomorrow afternoon upon adjournment up in room 302. Our partners with the Forest Service and State Forest will be there. We will have a discussion on the pine bark beetle work that's been done principally in northeast Wyoming, and we've dedicated quite an investment in that program, and we would like all the members to attend who are able to hear that briefing and a summary of that work. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment today to hear House Bill 38, Taxidermy Licenses, and House Bill 61, Failure to Extinguish or Contain Fire.
Chairman, or Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to announce that we will jointly caucus both parties in B-63 at noon.
That will be a closed caucus. Representative Filer.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor here.
Certainly.
Everybody, the minority caucus has been getting together trying to find buses for tomorrow to go meet these folks out in Laramie that are coming back. We will have for sure two buses out front at 6:45 in the morning in front of the Capitol to take us over there. We got this taken care of.
Any other announcements or privileges of the floor or good of the order? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, the agenda will be as follows. First will be bills on second reading, then consideration of bills on general file. Your yellow sheet contains a list of the bills on general file, which consists of one, House Bill 7. Please add to that list three more bills on general file after House Bill 7 as follows: House Bill 40, House Bill 22, and House Bill 24. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move we stand in recess until 2 o'clock p.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor of recessing until 2 o'clock p.m., please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. House will be in recess until 2 p.m.